1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on student loan forgiveness at the recent American Federation of Teachers conference. Here's Danielle Smith.
The Biden administration has canceled over $62 billion in federal student debt for more than 871,000 public service workers nationwide, including teachers. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke at the conference. She told them the administration sees a future with affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave for all.
We see a future where every student has the support and the resources they need to thrive. And a future where no teacher has to struggle with the burden of student loan debt. So as an example, our administration has forgiven student loan debt for nearly 5 million Americans.
She pointed out that the federal student debt relief plans, including the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, face potential threats due to legal challenges and some resistance from Republicans in Congress. A Pennsylvania recipient of student loan forgiveness introduced Vice President Harris. Brittany Schaup is a special education teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Schaup said she heard about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF, but most people who applied for it didn't receive it during the last administration.
The Biden-Harris administration fixed PSLF and made the process easy. So I applied and later had my student loans forgiven. And now I help my fellow teachers get the debt forgiveness they deserve.
The AFT conference wrapped up Thursday in Houston. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday, and a few showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures will warm to the lower 80s, a south breeze of 5 to 10. Tonight, shower and storm chances continue mostly cloudy and middle 60s. Currently 80 degrees.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wisconsin, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is Danielle Fairman.
Hello, Joel Clayfish.
Hey, Danielle. Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop. How to enjoy the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. What to do when you're out there. And what to do after you forage, pick, fish, hunt, camp. Bringing it to the dinner table, because me, it's all about food, and I'm excited this week about the weekly Wisco. Danielle, do you have an interesting weekly Wisco?
I have.
What did you do outdoors in the state of Wisconsin? We have had beautiful weather
over the
weekend. We have another forecasted beautiful weather weekend this weekend. What did you do? What's your weekly Wisco?
Well, everybody knows that I love dogs, correct? I feel like everybody does.
You have your dog in the studio with us
every week. He's
and
a great mascot.
I am not on, Jess can testify this, I'm not sure what you feed that dog, because I think the air in this studio is absolutely noxious from time to time.
Every once in a while.
That's from Bandit?
Wow. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, don't blame it on the dog.
You know what? In this age of equal opportunities, I'm not sure who it's from, producer Jess.
I don't know. Producers, we sometimes get a little stinky.
This is so great. But my weekly Wisco involved Bandit this week.
Okay.
I have my absolute favorite park that I go to, the Menominee Park. It's on V&Q in Colgate.
Awesome.
But the great thing about Menominee Park is that back in 1880 to 1900, it was an old land and quarry stone.
Okay.
And so there's crushers down there. There's railroads down there. There's everything you would need.
Yeah, quarries are cool.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
So cool.
But back then, they actually dug just a tad bit too far, and water got through, and it filled up the whole entire quarry within a week.
Wow.
It just completely filled up, so that's why some of the remnants from the quarry is still down there. So this place is not only great for the dogs, but since it's an old land and quarry, it's super clear. And scuba divers go there all the time. All of a sudden, you see a couple buoys just floating, and then a head pops up because people are scuba diving down there to go look
and
at
the head of somebody who's alive still.
Yes.
Okay. But having been from the television news industry, I was afraid you were going to say, like, a head floats to the surface.
I mean,
it is very possible. You know, the old mob used to bury people in quarries. Like, they did the saying cement shoes because they would tie cement to the feet and drop them in the water. So there it is. Possible that you're okay, but to be clear, we're talking about scuba divers,
correct? Yes, because they have to scuba dive with a buoy tied to them so people know they're below.
Sure. So if there's a boat going by, you're not going to go over the top of a scuba diver without knowing they're there. That makes complete and total sense.
But there's no motorized boats allowed on this lake. It's just a
how deep is it?
I honestly have no idea.
Well, if it's a quarry, it's probably pretty deep. You know, I did not think we were going to go there, but, you know, Raised in Wisco has a weekly Wisco, and Danielle's talking about hers visiting a quarry, and so many of these quarries have become public parks or are surrounded by public parks and accessible by everybody. So I encourage you to get out there and find a quarry because they are cool. They're filled with fish very often.
Absolutely.
They're filled with waterfowl in the fall, and many of them you can actually hunt on. And what a great surprise idea that your weekly Wisco is talking about quarries, because that is something that, you know, if you're listening to Raised in Wisco, and we're thrilled that you are, you can hear Raised in Wisco at all your civic media stations weekends at 11 o'clock throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Check out our website to find the civic media station in your area and listen to it as you travel throughout the state. And I've had people contact us throughout the state who said, yeah, I heard you in Hayward, or I heard you near Green Bay or Oshkosh. So make sure to make civic media and Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman part of your weekly listen, your one-stop shop on what to do in the outdoors and how to take it indoors to the table too. But what an awesome, that's a really exciting thing.
Oh, absolutely. And they have beer garden there. It's 464 acres of the perfect dog park. If you think about quarries, it has that big drop off, but it has all the stone going up to it. So it is absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend it.
Man, that's awesome. What a great idea. Well, my weekly Wisco.
Yes.
And I have to, you're going to hear this deep, rich radio voice that just popped in there for a second. So I want to get him introduced right away. Bryant Johnson, a friend of mine for a quarter century, and from Catering by Bryant's on the Round, and Bryant's Dousman House. He's a chef extraordinaire, he's going to be sharing some of his secrets for cooking wild game and domestic game throughout the show today. I'm super excited about it. Bryant, what do you think? I mean, you've been on the show before over a year ago, which means we've been on the air for more than a year.
And you're talking about quarries.
I am.
We used to get kicked out of them.
Did you?
Why would you get kicked out of quarries? Because they were privately owned.
Privately owned, yeah.
Yeah,
you little rebel, you.
I have to admit, now, if you meet Bryant in real life, when you walk in and you see him, you're going to think to yourself, like some biker dude or something. He's got this long...
Yep.
Gray white beard
it's
radio, so I don't know. We're gonna go to producer Jess on this.
It's
Bryant's beard blonde?
Sure. I mean, what really distinguishes white from blonde?
Pigmentation, I think. Well, okay, so his beard identifies as blonde. That's
fine. Very fair blonde.
That's fine. If you saw Bryant across a room, you might think, he's like this tough biker dude. But he is one of the most gentle souls you'll ever meet, and he's absolutely magic in a kitchen. This goes back to, our old TV show we worked
Kill It,
on.
Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
At Fooleries.
At Fooleries.
Yes,
and Okachi
exactly.
Bryant used to cook for it.
I think you made Bear the last time
Black
I remember.
Bear. He yep. made Black
Jerry
Bear.
Jerry Garcia had a lot
That's
to do
right.
with
That's right. And yep. Jerry yep. Garcia did.
Oh, so delicious.
That
it was like an orange marmalade, I think he had with it. They had
Ooh,
somebody.
It sounds vaguely familiar. It was delicious, no doubt. And it just goes to show how Raised in Wisco kind of brings everything full circle. I'm back on a station in a studio that I started in at 15 years old, 45 years ago or whatever, 40 years ago, whatever that was. Bryant's in here with us today, and we're going to be talking with him about recipes and his weekly Wisco this week. Was being Ooh. Out on the lake, which is always a fantastic pastime. There's no doubt about that. My weekly Wisco is actually a little bit more strange, and it Ooh. Was in the outdoors. My daughter, Violet Clayfish, graduated from Kettle Moraine High School, as I've said. I always promised I wasn't going to be one of those dads who bragged about their kids. I can't
you
help it.
You should brag about your kids.
I can't
oh,
help
yeah,
it. They're
about
so
extraordinary
cool.
kids.
Yeah, they're awesome. And Violet graduated. She was the president of her student body. We had a bouncy house in the backyard. Now
everybody loves a good bouncy house in
well,
the backyard.
This one was like a bouncy house kind of obstacle course. Have you ever seen those with the big slide on it?
Yeah.
So my fat rear end is out there, and I'm trying to climb the slide, and I climb it, and there's 10 kids, and a couple adults decided we were going to try to climb the slide in the bouncy house. We get to the top of the slide, and, of course, it starts collapsing in the middle. The air fans aren't strong enough to keep...
It's almost like there are weight limits on
yeah.
it.
Well, what are you trying to say, producer?
You must weigh less than this. Adults. You must be this tall.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, exactly. I obviously exceeded the weight limit. It starts to collapse, and I'm about to fall down this slope, this slide. I can't stop myself. And I go tumbling down, and I land on my daughter Violet's friend's mom at the bottom of the slide. I land on her. Kids are tumbling on top of me. I'm squishing them into the plastic. They're struggling to breathe. And the Velcro comes apart, and I slip between the two pieces of this thing, and I'm pressed against the grass underneath.
Help!
They jump out, and this thing kind of fills
envelopes?
Up around me.
The clayfish tackle.
Yeah. I felt like a gordita, for real. I'm thinking,
this is where it ends.
Get me out. And so as I'm struggling to get my face peeled away from the sides of this thing, I come up, and I'll tell you, I don't remember the last time I saw so many people laughing with giant smiles on their faces. And it was just a simple, that my weekly Wisco, the most exciting thing that happened this week outside in Wisconsin was just hanging out. Don't be afraid to get out there with your kids, and don't be afraid to make a fool of yourself. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I do that weekly.
Yeah,
that could be my weekly Wisco, is me making a fool of myself.
I think I do that daily, and it doesn't even bother me.
Nope, me either.
I'm not even fazed by it, and it probably doesn't faze Bryant either. I've seen Bryant, by the way, I have seen him jump into the frigid waters of Okachi Lake before.
Ooh, did he do the polar plunge?
I've seen him do the polar plunge in a Speedo, as a matter of fact.
Speedo?
Yeah. I would jump into the lake in November during a Packer game.
Yeah.
And I said, if we could raise $500 for Make-A-Wish
yep.
before halftime, I'll jump into the off the bridge into the frigid waters of Okachi. And
ooh,
I've done that several times. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. I've been there to witness it, and Bryant in all of his glory jumping off of the bridge into the frigid waters of Okachi Lake. And I know you do the polar plunge too, don't
yep,
you, Danielle?
Yep, actually the polar plunge, my first time was on the Kill It, Clean It, Cook It at Fooleries.
Oh my
they had
gosh.
The polar plunge there, and I did it last year as well. And
oh,
it's a wonderful
gosh.
Thing. I love doing the polar plunge. It's a good way to
you
start.
You will never catch me doing something that could send my body into... I'm going to die early.
The
I'm not going to be on this world
ice
very
baths
long
are great
already.
For you.
Yeah, okay, but not, I
you're
don't think
young.
The shock of the ice bath is great for you. 53 years old. I'm already scared to death that I'm not going to live very long. I'm not going to do anything to purposely speed that up. Although I do go alligator hunting, which contradicts that. Folks, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. We've got Bryant Johnson from Bryant's on the Round and Catering by Bryant with us today. And I'm very excited that you're here because we're going to talk about what Bryant does to make wild game taste great, what he does if you're just a domestic chef and you buy your meat from the store. We've got really exciting story to tell that you're not going to believe. You know, I take people hunting. That's something that I love. That is one of my passions. And I take so many people hunting, I don't always remember who I'm taking hunting. And I saw Bryant's face today and realized I took him turkey hunting with Jerry Garcia, a former cook for the Milwaukee Brewers tailgate series. Jerry Garcia, a guy I went to high school with. Bryant and I went hunting together, and we're going to talk about how that went. You're probably not going to believe it. Plus, this week's recipe, you got to stick around for that. And I'm going to tell you, too, if you haven't gotten out there, go into the woods. You're going to find ripe blackberries right now.
Ooh, are you?
It's a fantastic time. They're on the tail end, which means they're real sweet right now. They're dark and they're sweet. And I take those blackberries and I heat them on the stove, add a little bit of monk fruit sweetener and a little xanthan gum, thicken it up, and it makes a perfect low-carb, delicious sauce. How about that?
Xanthan gum.
Xanthan gum thickens it up just a little bit. Huh. You got to hear the recipes from Brian, and you got to hear about his hunting adventure.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-host. Bryant Johnson from Bryant's on the Round and Catering by Bryant is our guest this week, and we're going to get to some very exciting talk about food, which I absolutely love, and I think is part of every week of this show, and it's part of everybody's everyday life. However. Danielle,
yes,
Danielle, you've been giddy lately. You've been a little bit on the giddy side. I mean, I have known you for nearly two decades now. We've hung out, we've worked in the outdoors, we've hunted fish together, we've been on television shows together, we host a radio show together, and you've got this shoot, eat, and grin on your face. Can I say that, Jess?
You can say shoot.
Shoot, eat, and grin.
Yeah.
Fill in the word. Look at you. Your face is bright red, Ben.
It's like somebody's tickling you.
I know.
My palms are all
your
sweaty.
Your hands are sweaty. Your face is red. Your nose ring is about to pop out of your nose. What is going on with you?
Well, I left out one huge thing that happened this weekend. Well, get to it, for God's sake. Well, it's not
Batman.
Really that huge yet, but it's very exciting. So, my new boyfriend.
He's newish. I mean, you've been dating him for about 6 months, but you've known him a long time.
Yeah, I've known him
Josh,
for a while,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And I went to go clothes shopping and found out that Brookfield Square is practically empty now, which is very unfortunate. I have not gone there in forever.
It's unfortunate that malls seem to be a thing of the past.
It has. But we walked past a jewelry store.
Brian's just chuckling to himself. He doesn't know what to think yet.
And Josh asked me what size ring finger, in particular the left hand. He asked me what size finger I was, and I looked at him like, huh? What? What do you mean, what size?
Oh,
and then
boy.
And then he grabs my hand, and he pulls out a chair and sits down. He sits down. I don't sit down. I'm just just giggling in the place. I'm like, why are we here? And we were at Rogers and Hollins because we walked past it, and he just wanted to know my ring size. And what type of ring
goodness.
I like.
Inside Rogers and Holland.
Inside Rogers and Holland. And the owner of the jewelry store is just laughing so hard. Everybody in the store is just looking at me.
Your
I'm
hands
like, what
are
is
shaking,
happening?
Danielle. Your hands are shaking.
And she's very sweaty.
And you're sweating. My goodness
sakes.
She's not
sweating. She's glistening. She's glistening. Girls don't sweat. We glisten.
I'm going to ask you, were you sweating and shaking at this moment when this was happening?
Absolutely. I didn't know what to do. I sat down. I stood up. I said, I've been dreaming. It's every girl's, not every girl, but it's been my dream forever. Like, my goal in life is to get married and be a mom.
I have always known that about you. You've always wanted to get married,
and I thought I was
married,
with the right
have
person.
A family.
Like, things happen. And things happen for a reason, and with Josh, everything is so perfect and so right.
Oh, my gosh.
Every
single congratulations.
Day.
See, that is, I want you to have that moment and bask in it because you deserve it. Everybody deserves joy in this world. I have to tell you, we so often in this country focus on work and getting things done that society deems as important. And we don't focus enough very often on our joy. And that's what we want you to be able to focus on when you listen to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. And Raised in Wisco is about how to experience joy in Wisconsin, the things that Wisconsin has to offer.
You should see her right now.
I know.
People can see her.
Yo, I can.
She can see her on Facebook and YouTube.
Yes. And that's another thing. Join us on Facebook and YouTube, and you too can see the glistening
Danielle
with the bright red face and the shaking hands talking about her first experience looking at engagement rings. With her boyfriend Josh. Well, that is awfully exciting, and I'm glad we diverted from the outdoors to talk about that for a while, because Danielle, like I said, Danielle and I have known each other for about 2 decades, and it's very exciting to see that. What a moment you were here for, Brian.
Outstanding. I'm nervous and shaky too.
It is a very
wonderful
thing.
You were going to say, I'm nervous and shady. I don't think
you're a little bit of both.
You're a little shady from time to time, but you straightened out pretty well. Bryant Johnson, who caters, who owns 2 pub and grills. One is more of a pub and grill. One's more of a kind of a high-end or medium-end restaurant with real creative creations. And you cater a lot, and you and I have cooked wild game together, and you've gotten really into the smoking of wild meat. How did you end up going from who you were growing up, and you grew up in West Allis, Wisconsin, your roots are here, you've traveled the state and many other states in this country cooking and chefing. How did you end up down that path? What took you in that direction, and how is it continually evolving?
I mean, I started peeling potatoes and washing dishes at 14 years old from a family friend.
Yeah.
And I just got into it. Started, cooking and prepping and enjoying the taste of food. My father was kind of a home cook, a book you know, a recipe reader. And the girls love that.
Oh, so this was your ticket. You weren't necessarily a star athlete or something like that, so you thought the way to the women's
through the stomach.
Yeah, through their
Joel,
it's
through
not
the stomach.
Completely right. It's not always the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It's for us females, too. We love food.
I'm not going to differentiate. Mm-hmm. I think the way to anybody's heart is through their stomach. That's
absolutely.
Just how I feel.
100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, even when we're going to talk on the show, Jess and I were talking about our mutual love for gefilte fish, which is a Jewish delicacy that some of the
that
old ladies made for us down at the Jewish community center. Yes,
yeah,
it is essentially like meatloaf except made out of fish.
Yeah. I mean, you can always try it.
I love it. I love creamed herring. I love all the Wisconsin-type foods, Braunschweiger. And the coolest thing about Wisconsin, and something we try to highlight very often on Raised in Wisco, is the cultural differences that we have that influence our culinary influences here in Wisconsin. Do you find Bryant, and we've got Bryant from Bryant's Catering on Raised in Wisco this week, our guest, do you find the cultural influences of Wisconsin influence your cooking and how you cook when you cater or what you're setting up at your bar or restaurant?
Well, 100%. I mean, Wisconsin, I've been all over, you know, United States, and people in Wisconsin eat differently. I mean, I'm very Polish. And there's a lot, you know, there's no more Polish restaurants actually in Milwaukee. Pierogies, I mean, stuff
sausages, certain spices,
fried bologna.
Ooh, I love it. I love bologna. I love shooting the bologna and eating it.
So with catering,
come on, no laugh from that, Daniel. No. That was funny. Daniel's still giddy.
We got your dad joke of the weekend.
Thank you. That was the dad joke of the week, and nobody laughed at it. You can't tell if everything's going to hit. Folks, you're listening to Raised in Wisco, and we love having you along here. We're very proud of what we do and having expanded throughout Wisconsin on all your civic media stations. Weekends at 11 o'clock, and I can't wait for Bryant to tell us about his first hunting experience because it was with me and how to cook your wild game. That's exciting, too.
Wild horses keep dragging me away. And I lose more than I'm gonna win someday. Wild horses just stay wild. And her heart is all I bring. Wild horses.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. The Harris campaign has pulled in a whole lot of money. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
Her campaign said in the past week it has gotten $200 million in donations and 170,000 volunteers have stepped up.
Massive fires are still burning in the West. They are startling for this man who lives in Oregon.
I've lived here all my life and never, never seen it this way. Never. I've been on this ground 78 years, and I've never seen a fire like this.
The Park Fire in California is the largest one burning right now and has charred more than 350,000 acres. Off to a great start in Paris for Team USA Women's Gymnastics. They competed for the first time today, and even with a semi-injured Simone Biles, they lead in the qualifying rounds. Michaela Creighton from Hoboken, New Jersey, was there watching.
She's the GOAT. She needs no explanation. That's pretty much it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers giving up 5 runs in the 7th. They lost 7-3 to the Marlins last night. Trying to avoid the sweep today. A recap of today's game coming up tonight. Pat Murphy asks, does he get concerned when players like Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick both go 0-for-4 at the plate?
Concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned, but...
But this is what young people go through. I heard some people booing Sal Frelick during their strikeout there in the eighth, and I was like, are you kidding me? These kids have been battling their guts out.
The Brewers added reliever Rick Mears in a trade with the Rockies after having to place Bryson Hudson on IL with an oblique strain. Ryan Braun, honored today, added to the team Wall of Fame. At the Olympics, men's basketball Team Greece losing to Canada 86-79, despite Giannis scoring 34 points. NFL, Jordan Love says it was a long wait, but he's grateful for the deal he signed with the Packers.
Past couple of days, trying to be patient. My agents FaceTimed me, and it was definitely a very special day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday, and a few showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon. High temperatures will warm to the lower 80s, a south breeze of 5 to 10. Tonight, shower and storm chances continue mostly cloudy in middle 60s. Right now, it's 82.
The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for me.
Hey, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is in the shotgun seat.
Woo!
Along for the ride, having one heck of a week herself, checking out wedding rings for a possible engagement. We will keep you informed. Keep listening to Raised in Wisco Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock on your Civic Media station throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Check out Civic Media's website to see where you can listen, no matter where you are in Wisco. You know, I was born and raised in Wisconsin. Danielle and I have been hooked up together, enjoying the great outdoors for nearly two decades. Mm-hmm. And we get to share our experiences with Wisconsin with you, which is the most exciting thing you could possibly have. I couldn't think of a better theme or a more enjoyable thing to talk about with you than why being raised in Wisco and living here is the greatest thing in these United States, which is the greatest country on earth. Bryant Johnson is with us from Catering by Bryant, owns a restaurant, a pub, and a catering service. And he and I have been hooked up together. Bryant actually did some cooking for our old TV show.
He
for
did.
Daniel and yep. my old TV show.
Remember
and
that?
I definitely do.
Yeah, and that was fantastic. And Bryant, you have a way with turning wild meat into magic. And my question for you, and oh, before I get to that, I want to mention,
yes,
Bryant's is going to be doing some outdoor wild game cooking for the Fowl Life when they come into town this fall.
Yep.
Very excited about that, too.
I'm nervous and giddy just like you are.
Yeah.
He does get very excited. He gets very excited about doing the media stuff. That's fair. He likes it. I love it too. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, and to be able to have it be part of your career is really a blessing. And I'm excited about it. Excited to have Bryant Johnson on Raised in Wisco this week's guest. Let's get to some brass tacks, Bryant.
I want to know about this hunt you keep building us up for. I'm ready. I've been ready this whole entire time.
Okay. So, you know, I run into people and I think to myself, I often look at them and I say, holy cow, I took them hunting before and I've long since forgotten about
it. Yeah.
But I actually dragged Bryant Johnson and his chef, Jerry Garcia, out to the turkey blind.
Ooh.
And it was a day.
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think maybe even earlier than
4:30. Was this a spring turkey or a fall turkey?
This was a fall turkey. Yeah. Would you do it, Jess?
At 4:30 in the morning?
Well, yes.
Okay. That's, I mean, when you get up to go hunting, it's not like getting up to go to work. You're getting up to have fun.
At 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. It's tough. It is the toughest thing about hunting. But if you want to catch those turkeys coming off the roost, those thunder chickens fly down off right at the break of dawn.
They sure
and
do.
And you got to be getting in while they're asleep. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Because if you're moving in while they're waking up in the trees, you got no chance they'll fly down the other direction. But this was a fall hunt. Actually, it was a winter hunt, wasn't it?
It was cold and miserable.
Way to
Wait
build up
a
the hunt.
Minute.
Good job.
And you had to carry all this stuff.
Danielle, you sure know how to sell this
okay,
story.
Okay, now Danielle knows that no hunt with me is miserable because I will drag along every accoutrement to make it comfortable as possible. But so we got Bryant and Jerry Garcia and me in a two-person tent, essentially.
Yeah, nice.
So three large-sized men packed in a blind with the three firearms and
three
turkey
chairs,
decoys, three chairs,
everything.
And a heater.
We had a heater.
Oh, a heater!
Certainly,
that
was
nice.
Very comfortable.
It was very. It was probably like
who fell asleep first.
Well, see, that was the beauty of it. As I'm enjoying the woods, waking up, and I'm thinking this is going to be great. We're going to see turkeys. I turn over, and Bryant and Jerry are both not only sleeping, but they're snoring.
That was my call.
Yep.
Needless to say, it was one of the few times I've turkey hunted and we didn't have a turkey anywhere near.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine why.
Well, they thought that they were bears.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, the turkeys were thought they were
what
bears in
noise?
The woods hibernating.
It was warm and comfortable.
Uh-huh. You
and
passed right
5
out.
O'clock in the morning or 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, look. I mean, I think that day was literally about like 15 degrees below zero when
Ew.
We got out there. It was frigid cold.
Wow.
But
yeah.
We ran that heater in there and probably bumped it up to about 0 or 10 maybe.
Toasty.
The blind. Yeah, toasty. And we dressed for it. It was fun. Did you have fun anyway? Because I had a blast anyway.
It was fun. And I still talk about it to this day. I mean.
Yeah, how do you remember
I know
this story?
I was snoring.
You know.
I woke myself up. Just like at home.
Hey, next time we're going to bring a generator and run a CPAP for him while we're out there. We want to have a snowball's chance in hell of having anything come near us. No, you know what, Danielle?
Goodness.
Danielle.
All
what?
Joel did was take pictures of Jerry and I
drooling,
sleeping and snoring.
Yeah.
Well, there was nothing else to. I mean, I couldn't shoot any animals. I had to shoot pictures. What are you going to do? I have to tell you, though, don't forget, this reminds me of something, and Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for learning about the outdoors and how to actually use the outdoors. So I'm going to remind everybody out there, if you have not gone hunting in your life, August 10th at 10 a.m., the leftover turkey tags go on sale.
Woo.
Anybody in Wisconsin can hunt with our mentored hunting program. Now, you do not need to have a hunting. You do not need to have hunter safety. You can buy a license and go along with someone who will take you. August 10th, anybody can buy a license. And I will tell you from experience in the past, everybody will get one. There'll be enough for everyone to try hunting. So I'm going to encourage you, Bryant. I know, Danielle, you're already going to get an extra. You probably have one for the fall anyway.
Sure
I have one for the fall. Jess, I think you should get one.
Yeah. You going to take me?
I would be honored to take you. I would be thrilled to take you. We'd have a blast.
You guys all have a portable studio.
Okay, now you are hearing it on Raised in Wisco
excited.
Civic media stations in Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
Producer Jess has just committed to go hunting for the first time. You don't need to do anything. I will ask, if it's all right, that you and Danielle and I go so that you can fire a firearm first, the type that we use on the hunt, before we actually go on the hunt.
And yeah, that would be preferable.
We'll talk about some, you know, we will talk about safety.
Oh, this is so exciting.
This is really exciting.
Can I go?
What a great show.
Of course you can go. Yeah. I was just going to say, you better get your license and go with us too. I'm going to have to get a 10-man tent. maybe I'll just get a giant tent and put some cots in it. And then people can just sleep until they come in.
Yep.
I'm going to find, I'm excited. I'm really excited now. I'm going to find a spot that's got a big rafter of turkeys, 40 or 50. We'll get out there early, or maybe we'll just do an afternoon hunt and we don't have to worry about getting up early.
Oh, that sounds so lovely.
That sounds great.
Well, it's
you
not.
You just snagged them. They got it.
I know. But you don't have as much chance of being successful on a turkey hunt in the afternoon as you do.
But you have much more likelihood of me being there.
Well, then I'm in. Well, we'll do it.
I will have coffee and snacks, if that helps.
That always helps.
I can bring the snack.
Well, yeah. We've got Bryant from Catering by Bryant. We'll have him bring some meat snacks along, that's for sure. This is really exciting.
I'm very
Producer
excited.
Jess is
on
committed
August
to go
too.
Hunting.
Not on the show on August 6th. I'll tell a reminder to everybody as well.
Yes.
We got to
remind everybody to get their extra license, get their leftover turkey tag. Because, guys, I hate to break this to you. We're close already hunting. We're about a month away from goose opening, and on the 14th or 15th, wild turkey and deer hunting opens already.
The 14th.
Isn't that crazy?
September 1st is early goose. Early goose goes until the 15th. On the 14th, we have turkey season and archery season. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know.
It's here.
I'm one of those
it's
people.
It's here already.
I love summer in Wisconsin because there's so much to do. But for me, there's even more to do. And there's nothing better in my world than when I have to decide what I'm going to hunt that day. If goose and duck and deer and turkeys all open, I mean, I'm scouting like a madman, knocking on doors, which reminds me, now is the time to get out there and ask those farmers permission. If you see wheat, it's going to be down by September 1st. They're taking it off already. And that's the first place those geese, this is your inside tip from Raised in Wisco from this week.
It's a good tip.
Wheat is the first place geese go. So get those wheat fields in mind. Knock on the farmers' doors now and make sure that you know where those wheat fields are, because those farmers' permission, that's really important right now.
Brian Johnson, was turkey hunting, was that your first hunting experience?
The first time turkey hunting, yes. I also deer hunted, and it was the same thing. I got set up in the stand. I got very comfortable. And I fell asleep.
I'm sensing a pattern.
I will tell you this. I cannot count the amount of times I've fallen asleep and woke up because I hear an animal in front and then had a successful harvest after that. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I want to know.
I've fallen asleep a lot.
I want to know, Bryant, the crux of this entire conversation. What is the magic about smoking and wild game that so often people are driven to smoke wild game as a fantastic way to serve it and eat it?
I mean, I I think what you do with the raw meat to begin with, the brine is the key.
Talk to us about a brine for those who don't know what it is.
It all depends what kind of game you're using.
But venison.
Sugar, salt, and then like a garlic or like a smoke seasoning.
Is this a liquid brine?
Liquid.
Or a rub? Or how do you prepare liquid. The meat?
I mean, the game is very lean. There's not a lot of fat.
There. No fat on wild game usually.
So whatever always like a wet brine because it soaks it up like a sponge.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Even turkey, chicken, any wild game.
Pheasant, soaks duck, up, goose.
Soaks up. Duck, did you say duck, duck, goose?
Two ducks and a goose. Sure, turducken.
But the lean meat sucks up a brine.
How long do we have to leave it in the brine for?
24 hours.
24 hours.
Okay, so are you talking about taking a Ziploc, then you make the brine?
Just so it's covered.
And put it in the fridge overnight, or do you leave it at room temperature? How do you brine?
In a fridge, and then when you're cooking it, you always bring out any kind of meat, not fish, any kind of meat, for 4 hours.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Before you cook it.
You always want to eat meat, like pork.
Yeah.
Not chicken so much, but like red
dark
meats.
Red meats.
You always want to get to room temperature.
Oh, I did not know that.
Before you start cooking.
Before you start cooking, I knew with steaks
and everything, and like with steak, that's the only thing I really knew it for. So
because you're starting with something. If it's in a fridge, it's 32 degrees or 33 degrees.
Right.
And then you're cooking it. You want the entire protein to be one temperature.
Okay. Makes sense.
And if you pull
it out of the fridge and cook it right away, the outside's going to be warmer and the inside's still going to be at 32. It's not going to cook at the same rate.
Yep.
So you bring it out and then let's just talk about a roast. Let's talk about a venison roast, for example. You got it in the brine, in a big Ziploc or in a pan overnight in the fridge, and you bring it out and you let it sit for 4 hours so it maintains room temperature.
Then I would pat it dry.
Okay.
And then, you know, dry rub it.
Okay. With your favorite, you know, your favorite salty dry rub or not salty dry rub.
And then slow and low.
Okay.
Always
what
slow and low.
What temperature are we talking about?
Anything below boiling temperature.
Okay.
And it's the same thing when you smoke. When you smoke something, boiling temperature in Wisconsin, our elevation is 211.
Okay.
Oh, that's
very
fun.
Good.
So you should never smoke
above 211.
211. A lot of people do 225, which is close, but below boiling temperature.
That's fantastic. I did not know any of this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And that's let me tell you, it is kind of no-brainer to smoke stuff. It's just a little work and preparation. Mm-hmm. If you do the preparation correctly, the actual smoking is kind of takes care of itself, and you don't let it go, you know, past that high temperature so it gets dry. And I'm excited because we're going to talk about what to do to make sure it maintains its moisture through that process. And our recipe of the week,
woo!
Wild Canada Goose Sausage Pizza.
That sounds outstanding.
It's outstanding.
I want pizza.
Really
I'm Joel
does.
Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is Raised in Wisco, where you go to learn how to do it in the outdoors of Wisconsin.
Captain Morgan, oh, never leave dry land.
Those troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
Buried them in the sand.
So bring me to
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by on the telephone in her faded flannel gown. Asking for a miracle.
I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman and I travel the state, showing you how to enjoy the great state of Wisconsin from the fields, from the woods, from the waters. Except in those sideways bananas, which I just don't do.
I do.
Kayaking is not for me. I'm not sticking my hand under a rock to catch a catfish with my hand either. And Danielle does that. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is Raised in Wisco, your place to learn how to enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin in any way that's possible. And you could make a list and try every day of your life and never accomplish it all. Could you, Danielle?
So much out there.
There's so much to do.
And there's wonderful apps about that too, like the Civic Media app and then the Wisconsin DNR app that'll let you know what is going on and how to get there.
Yes, and you can listen to us to learn about the state of Wisconsin every weekend day at 11 a.m. on your Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin. Today, we've got Bryant Johnson from Catering by Bryant. Bryant's on the Round and the Dousman House. He owns. You got your hands in lots of pies.
I'm a very busy
pie.
Man.
I love pie. Pot pie.
I was at the Dousman House last night, too.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
I was at the Dousman House about 4 days ago. I went in there for ribs, for rib night, and they had switched it to wing night, so I had wings. And Bryant Johnson has the right wing sauce that I invented 25 years ago.
We certainly do.
His bar.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if I want to have wings with my own wing sauce, the provider right wing sauce, I just go to Bryant's.
That is wonderful.
I don't have to mess up my fryer at home.
I definitely
and
am
it's
going
fantastic.
To do that now.
Yes.
What night is wing night? Tuesdays?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday. All right, I'll be there
Finish
Wednesday.
With us. We're talking today about how to make wild game taste delicious on the smoker. Brine it for 24 hours at least. Let it get to room temperature. Cook it low and slow. Is there any key to serving it then, Bryant?
Well, that all depends. I mean, it all depends. You always want something that's lean. I like fat.
I do too.
I love fat.
But that's why I like to take my wild game and wrap it in bacon, or I will rub it with mayonnaise or rub it with butter, and then I'll tinfoil coat it, cover it for a while so that it pushes those juices back inside.
100%. If you take something that's very lean, you fill it or wrap it with fat.
So, Brian Johnson, with the goose recipe, the pizza recipe, could we brine the goose to use for this recipe?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about our recipe right now.
100%.
Wild Canada goose sausage. How does that sound to you right off the top?
It sounds outstanding.
Yes.
So you need big sausage chunks on the pizza?
And people think making sausage is a very confusing or very difficult process. It's not. We're going to give you a real simple way to make wild goose sausage. And I want to be clear. A lot of people don't realize that waterfowl is a dark meat. Waterfowl is a meat that is very similar to steak. It's similar to ground beef. It's similar to the dark pork. It's similar to venison round. But so with wild goose, the first thing you want to do is you're going to take your wild goose and put it through a grinder. You can have a grinder. You can get a grinder real cheap, a hand grinder at the store. That'll work great. You can have a KitchenAid attachment. Grind your goose with the seasonings you like. We use Provider Crosshairs because I think it's just so a great combination of flavors. But if you like garlic, if you like salt, if you like cayenne, throw it in, you know, in the grinder with the goose, and then add a fat. Now, I always use beef tallow versus pork because then you don't have to worry about how long you cook it. You can make it that medium or medium rare. You don't have to worry about overcooking it. Grind it together, put your spices in it, and put your, but I always like a little bit of red pepper because I think goose should have a decent amount of, or sausage should have a decent, a little bit of a spice to it. What's your, what do you think, Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do differently?
You know, with recipes, it's each individual's recipe. So you adapt. I mean, if you like,
I totally agree.
I mean, I'm a heavy garlic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
me too.
Love garlic.
Me too. I'm heavy and I love garlic.
Yeah. You know,
that's the one that gets us.
Fresh garlic, shallot. You can add that.
You don't have to swear, Brian.
Any like distinct onion like that, which, you know, garlic and it gives such a distinct flavor.
I agree. I want to talk about something. I'm curious.
Yes.
Fennel is very often used in Italian sausage. Fennel is a taste that gives you kind of an anise kind of taste to it.
The windmill cookies.
It's a little licorice. Uzo is a fennel.
Oh, yeah.
And in Italian sausage, and my heritage is Italian, they use a lot of fennel. But my wife personally doesn't like fennel. So I leave the fennel out when I'm making sausage. Or if I have my guy down the road's making bulk sausage out of a deer, I say no fennel in it. How are your thoughts on fennel?
Fennel is very distinct.
Yeah, it is very distinct.
Very
fennel
distinct.
Is, basil is, bay is. I don't put bay in my sauce. But this is the beauty of making the sausage yourself versus buying it.
Exactly.
You put exactly the flavors you like in it, and that makes a huge difference.
And even if you buy a store-made sausage.
Right.
So you go, you can add that, you know, throw it in a mixer and add your own ingredients.
Or you can squish it together with your hands, which is what I do very often.
If you have gloves on.
And so we're talking about if you have gloves on, that's right. Or wash your hands if you're at home and you're the only, and cook it up to temperature. You're going to kill the bacteria.
Do all the right things.
Anyway, just do the right things for it. I'm also a person who doesn't say you got to make everything from scratch. I do believe in shortcuts, and I think some people are afraid to do things. Well, you know what? Take half the recipe and do it with a store purchased pizza crust. Do it with a crust from Pillsbury. You don't have to go all in the first time you try something, because very often that's what makes it overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about that if it's your first time out. That's, you know,
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. You know, make it easy for yourself. Try this sausage. Try one of Bryant's restaurants. Head out to the Dousman House and check it out.
I'll be there.
Try out
tomorrow
Bryant's
now.
On the Round. We love having you here, and we're going to have you back again, Bryant. What a blast we've had. You know, folks, I can't thank you enough for listening to Raised in Wisco. We love having you along the ride. There is nothing more exciting for Danielle Fairman and me, Joel Clayfish, than to share the great state of Wisconsin with you. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to get into next week's features. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, and I got to apologize to my mom on the radio real quick that she heard the news from the radio before me. Sorry, Mom and Tom.
It's
love you.
All right. Congratulations on your exciting adventures ahead, folks. We'll see you next time on Raised in Wisco.
You
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.